practitioner.
Yeah, I'm in Istanbul, and I've got a really, really bad cold. I got it when I started, or actually the night before in Budapest, I felt it coming on, and then yesterday it just got worse, and last night it got worse. What to do? Here in Istanbul, in Nisunga Krishna's house, yesterday we went to our new Govinda's restaurant, which is really in a fantastic part of downtown. I mean, it's like equivalent to Soho Street, at least. And not as big. It's smaller. I think I'm like about 25 or 30 seats. And today we're having the official opening, so I'll be going back for that. And here's a question from Anonymous. An anonymous devotee sent in the question, when is it appropriate to protect oneself, not other Vaishnavas, if at risk of physical attack, and when is it not? How do we properly apply the principle taught by Nityananda Prabhu in the story of Jagannath Mata in a modern scenario, e.g. getting mugged or attacked for money, etc.? Generally, devotees should make proper whatever proper arrangements are required for their own self-defense. And then when you can't, when things are out of your hands, then they're out of your hands anyway. This body that we have is Krishna's property. So we should try to protect it in the way that we protect Krishna's property, because it's with this body that we render devotional service. But when we can no longer defend it, then you can't defend it. Then run. actually, this example of Jagai Mara and Lord Nityananda. Firstly, actually, the example of Lord Nityananda is not that one should just stand there even if one is being attacked. His example is that of tolerance and how one should be compassionate to others and try to give Krishna consciousness to others, whatever their situation is and whoever they are. He's Supreme Personality of Godhead. He can do anything. But if you read Chaitanya Bhagavat, then we see that Haridas Thakur is more like the example that we're meant to follow, because he ran away when Jagai Marai would come, or when they would try to attack him. So we should also do like that. We should try to run away. We should try to defend ourselves. And then when one can't do that, then what can you do? You just pray to Krishna. And one prays to Krishna like Prahlad Maharaj. What could Prahlad Maharaj do against his father? Hiranyakashipu was so powerful. He had so many soldiers and so many other demoniac assistants. And Prahlad Maharaj was just a boy of 5 years old. So how is he going to be able to defend himself? So he couldn't do anything. He couldn't even run away. And that's how, that's the example that we should follow under such circumstances. Another example that comes to mind is of Jagannath Das Babaji when he was living in Suryakund. Suryakund is, even now, it's quite a secluded place, but when he was living there, it was a really secluded place. And he had the Gorni Thai deities that were very shiny, and some thieves thought that they were made of gold, and they came to steal them. He just let them take them. He didn't, and of course he was aged, but he had his Brijbasi bodyguard, and servant, assistant, Bihari. So they didn't get into any kind of fight or anything like that. He just told the thieves, okay, you can take them. So who knows how many there were. If you have 20 thieves coming in, then what can you do? Ultimately, devotees, of course, need to act according to their conscience. If someone thinks, well, I'd rather give up my life to protect the deity, then that's a decision that he should make. But in terms of what we see that these personalities did, this was the example that they set. So we should remember that this body has been given to us. It's an instrument with which to serve Krishna, and we should try to serve Krishna to the best of our ability with this body. And that's the answer to Mr. Anonymous's question, and I think that's about as much as I can talk before I start sneezing. And I'm supposed to have a longer podcast, but tomorrow we'll have to put up a backup, just because the operators won't be on site. And I'll also put up pictures and recording of the opening day this evening. So at least Monday, everyone will get some nice input into what was happening here in Istanbul. And then by then, I'm also heading back off to up north, to all the way to Scotland. And then from there, down to the rest of the UK, looking forward to seeing the devotees there. Hare Krishna.